Since 2012, StoryCorps has been recording interviews with service members, veterans, and their families as part of the Military Voices Initiative. Army Specialist Robert Joseph Allen grew up in a military family and enlisted when he was in his early 20s. He served 3 years, including a deployment to Iraq. 2 years after he got home, he committed suicide. That year saw the highest rate of active duty military suicides ever. More soldiers died from suicide than combat. His mother, Kathy Sprigg, sat down at StoryCorps in Tampa, Florida, to remember him.
He was a happy-go-lucky kid. When he was in T-ball, one time he hit the ball, went to second base, and then turned around and said, "Mom, I made half of a home run." That was kind of how he looked at life, his cup half full. He always wanted to be in the military, even back then. I mean, we'd pass a convoy and he'd just go nuts. So when he was 24, he enlisted and then was sent to Iraq for a year. And he told me some stories, but he said, "There's a lot of stories that I can't tell you, Mom." He didn't sleep well. He had nightmares. That twinkle in his eye was gone. He took his life August 2nd, 2012. And, you know, as a mother, when your child's heart is full of joy, your heart's full of joy. And knowing what a dark place he must have been to do this is almost more than I could bear. Since then, I have his two sons that I help care for. His first son is 8, and not long ago he asked me, "How did Daddy die?" And I said to him, "Daddy died from war because he had a very sad heart." You know, in hindsight, it was 2020, but when he got back from Iraq, he got off the plane. And I thanked God that he made it home safe. I didn't realize that he didn't. And I feel like he's not looked at as a hero because his wounds weren't immediate and they weren't physical. And aside from losing my son, that's probably one of the most painful things.